Good afternoon. That large ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, continues to dominate the weather picture here in interior New York and New England on the first day of summer. As a result, temperatures are soaring, and with a developing south-southwest wind flow, readings will be in the lower 90s this afternoon with a touch more humidity in the air than over the weekend. As we get into the night tonight, we'll track a cold front through the Great Lakes and into the region. Clouds will begin to build from west to east, and any storms that are ongoing will tend to weaken as they make an approach. However, during the overnight period, some strong storms could move through the region. They will have heavier downpours and frequent lightning, and some could contain stronger wind gusts and maybe even some small hail. Most of the storms will be gone and to the east as we get into the early morning period tomorrow. So this will set us up for a good-looking Tuesday with high pressure building in and on the other side of the front, cooler and drier air flowing in. Still, high temperatures tomorrow will be in the lower 80s, but much lower humidity and that west-northwest breeze. Even 70s will show up here on Wednesday as we continue to see high pressure dominate with a fair amount of sunshine mixing with clouds, and that'll last into Wednesday night. Another disturbance will head through the Midwest and Great Lakes and arrive here on Thursday. This will bring an increasing chance of showers to our region, especially across the southern tier of New York, the Catskills, and the lower Hudson Valley. This should depart Thursday night and set us up for a dry Friday and dry weather with a warming trend into the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northern Missouri through a large part of central Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, far southeast lower Michigan, into western and northern Pennsylvania, and western and northern New York. An increase in westerly low-level winds across lower Michigan and from the mid-Mississippi through the Ohio valleys will result in a moistening of the warm sector into this afternoon and early evening. The increase in moisture and strong above-normal surface heating should result in strong instability today. Even greater instability will be possible with westward extent from the lower Ohio valley to northern Missouri and northeastern Kansas, where dew points will be even higher. Cooler air moving in above the warm sector by late afternoon and strengthening deep layer shear suggest organized storm development should be expected as the cold front encounters the strongly unstable air mass. Locally, strong wind gusts and hail will be the primary threats as the cold front moves south through the Ohio Valley into the evening and becomes stationary across northern Missouri. And record-breaking dangerous heat will continue today across parts of the southwest, especially in the deserts where temperatures of 120 degrees will be possible again. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Danielle has strengthened a bit in the Bay of Campeche and is located about 75 miles east-southeast of Tuxpan, Mexico. Maximum sustained winds are now near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected before Danielle makes landfall in Mexico later today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Glendale and Yuma, both in Arizona, to a low of 25 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 97, set in 1953. And the record low, 43, in 1918. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, hot, and a bit humid today with highs near 90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, hot, and a bit humid today with highs right around 90. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the lower 60s. for the Southern Catskills, Deconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures right around 90. Mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and a bit humid today, with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms tonight, and lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with lower humidity, lower 80s. Mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, with low humidity, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm Thursday in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, back to the lower 80s Friday. And mostly sunny and a bit more humidity over the weekend, with highs climbing into the middle and upper 80s for Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.